Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. I'm very happy now to bring in Harrison Barnes. Want to remind Warrior fans out there, the Warriors are back at Oracle Arena on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. to face the Sacramento Kings. Tickets are always available for all Warrior home games on warriors.com. Even in the event of a sellout, there are always last-minute holds and secondary tickets for resale at warriors.com. Harrison, great to have you on. It's Rick Tittle and John Baker filling in for Damon Bruce tonight. Normally, Harrison joins Damon on Tuesdays, but they played, so he's here tonight. A lot of people have been asking us, the streak. Maybe you guys are getting too taxed and you're going for it too hard. But when I look at the minutes, it seems like everybody's getting their rest. Do you guys feel extra taxed?
No, we don't. We don't feel extra taxed. We're definitely, riding a high right now, and to be able to win games the way we've been winning them, coach has been able to spread out the minutes, so no one's feeling like they're, playing, extended minutes.
You mentioned coach, of course, Luke Walton filling in for Steve Kerr. How much of it is you guys are on rails because of what you established last year, and how much is it as Luke, who's a pretty bright guy, knowing when to call a timeout, knowing when to get guys their rest, the different rotations? What has Luke done? Because I know he's learning game by game.
Yeah, I mean, we have a great system in place right now that, has allowed us to grow and build. But, Luke has done a great job of kind of, monitoring that. We've had success last year, and then we have a lot of guys returning. But in order to get everyone in that right mindset, in order to allow us to build on that, and, when we start, winning games, when we're 5-0, 10-0, 15-0, how do you kind of keep the everyone level-headed? How do you keep everyone from, getting either too high themselves or, not getting better, even though we're still winning games?
One of the things as a young player, of course, is getting the consistency down, and sometimes you'll have a great game and maybe the next night, maybe not as good. What are some of the things that you've been working on to have that consistency night by night, Harrison?
Mostly just keeping a level head. I've definitely had my fair share of ups and downs, and I've realized the best way to kind of get through those or smooth those out is just to stay level-headed. Some nice shots will fall, some nights they won't, but there's still a lot of things you can do in the game to, still have your presence felt, whether that's rebounding, defense, just talking when you're on the court, stuff like that.
Before you were here, Harrison, the Warriors went through some bad years, probably about 35 out of the last 40. But still, the Dub Nation would show up, and the Coliseum was always packed. When you go on the road, is there any place that matches that kind of level of roar that you get in Oakland?
Not really. I mean, there's not anywhere else where you are like, wow, this is just like playing at Oracle. Last year in the playoffs in some of the opposing arenas, it got loud, but still nothing close to Oracle.
Also, Harrison, we in the media, we always like to look at the machinations of salary cap and contracts, and knowing that you're going to talk in the off season about a contract, is that something that is on your mind? Because some people say, oh, it was smart, or how did you turn down the money? Is that stuff for us to talk about and you don't even sweat that?
Yeah, I mean, that's really not even a thought at this point in time. When you're on a run like we're on right now, 16-0, an opportunity to go for a couple of different streaks, whether it's, the 133 win streak that, the Lakers had, a long time ago, or, the 72 win Bulls teams. I mean, when you have that type of possibilities that you can achieve, I mean, that's all that you're focused on, really.
When you came in, who was maybe the vet or vets that took you under their wing and said, listen, I know you're young, but this is the way the game is. And, of course, the grind is so much longer than the college game. Who were some of those guys?
Oh, man. I mean, you're talking about guys like Jared Jack, Carl Landry, Richard Jefferson, Jermaine O'Neal. I mean, those guys really had a big influence in terms of just helping me out, helping me understand the NBA game, how to be a professional, the grind of 82 games, how to take care of your body. and obviously just nuances of how to play. I mean, those guys, without those guys, I don't know where I'd be.
You know, Jarrett Jack gets mentioned a lot, and he almost single-handedly beat you guys earlier this year. What is it about JJ that he's just so influential?
Man, I mean, he just plays with so much passion, and it's infectious to his teammates around him. I remember, you know, he just was always that guy that, you know, would always be talking and always had that belief. You know, my rookie year when we were in the playoffs, I mean, he played huge minutes for us. And it seems like every time we played against him, I mean, he always has his best game against us, whether it's last year in Brooklyn at their place or whether it's here this year. You know, he always gets up to play. And, man, when you're on the court with a guy like that, that you know he gives it his all every single night, you love to play with him.
Rick Tittle and John Baker on the Dan Brewer Show, 95.7 The Game, talking to number 40, the Black Falcon, Harrison Barnes of the world champion Golden State Warriors. One of the things I love about the Warriors in today's modern sports, it's hard to be unselfish with only one ball, but you guys, it doesn't seem like when the game starts, you care who scores. And when I see Clark and McAdoo out there, the bench is going crazy instead of just like the vets, you know, sitting there getting a breather. What is about that esprit de corps that you guys have where everybody just seems to really like and root for the other guy?
Honestly, it all starts off the court. I mean, this is, you know, such an unusual team in which, you know, everyone gets along. Everyone in actually likes being around each other, just on just a personal level. So, and when you get on the court, I mean, you want to see those guys succeed. You know, whether it's, you know, Steph going out there doing his thing, you know, scoring, you know, 40 points a night, or whether it's, you know, McAdoo or Ian Clark coming in and, you know, getting baskets. I mean, everyone is equally excited. And, you know, it's just fun, you know, last year and this year, just to see everyone have success top to bottom.
When you look at being on a team like this that is built for maybe a dynasty, that's what Pat Riley said the other day. If everybody stays healthy and they keep the pieces, that's something that, of course, that everybody now can be a part of. But then again, if you want to go to a team and be that first or second option, do you think about those things right now, or are you just enjoying this ride and pinching yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't put too much thought into that. I mean, the thought of, you know, being a part of a dynasty and all that kind of stuff, it's a great compliment. And coming from a guy like Pat Riley, I mean, that's a lot of respect. But at the same time, you know, you want to stay in the moment. Because in this league, we've seen how, you know, great teams can go south, and how, you know, a team that wasn't regarded as very good can win a championship in a number of years. So, you know, we just want to stay in the present, you know what I'm saying? Game against Phoenix and, you know, a couple games after that, and we'll roll from there.
Very well. I remember at Steph Curry's MVP press conference at the Marriott, he kind of teased you for being such a workout freak and being so meticulous. Even when you were in high school, everything had to be just right. And, of course, it's paid off. It's paid off for you. Who gave you that kind of work ethic, even at such a young age? Did we lose Harrison?
College.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead, Harrison. Sorry.
Watching college players. When I was younger, I used to always go to, like, you know, Iowa State, you know, games, and I used to watch those guys, you know, warm up and watch the guys how they played. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I go to the gym and see if I can watch them work out. And I would always see, you know, the level that they took care of their bodies. And I was like, man, you know, if I want to play at this level someday, I got to take care of my body the same way these guys do. So, you know, that's just something I've always tried to do, is always try to, you know, make sure no matter, you know, what type of skill level I achieve or anything like that, you know, there shouldn't be, you know, a flexibility issue, or I'm not strong enough, or, you know, I didn't take care of my body, so my career was derailed that way.
Yeah, because those skin tight jerseys, they look great on you, Harrison. Not so great on the fans.
Harrison, John Baker here. So my question, coming from the baseball world, you know, we have our own ways of trying to recover after baseball games, but it's a different kind, it's a different style game than the NBA, and how much you guys are running and jumping. What are some of the things that have changed, or what are some of the things that you've seen in the NBA? Like, what do you go to? You know, you feel like garbage after a back-to-back swing or a long road trip. What do you guys do to recover specifically? Because I think that that's some insight that fans would like to hear. You know, what does an NBA player do to come back from, you know, a game where you play a ton of minutes? What are some of those strategies?
Well, the go-to is the cold tub. I mean, anytime, you know, your leg's feeling sore, you got some lactic acid buildup, I mean, you're going to the cold tub, getting it down to 50 degrees, and you're sitting in there up to your waist. That's usually the most torture. Second to that is kind of the recovery pants. It's like inflatable pants that you sit in, and the pressure goes back and forth to try to get the blood circulating, try to get you back a little bit. And then just, honestly, daily stretching. I mean, stretching before the games, after the games. If you do that consistently, you don't get as... And, I mean, that's in part, I mean, those are the main three.
Harrison, we want to thank you for coming on. And you know, right now, these are the good old days. We're all having the time of our lives, and I know you guys are too. So keep the streak going, and hopefully we'll get a repeat. But stay healthy, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.